This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration has been lashing out at Iran for accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap to force a quick resumption of paused indirect nuclear talks. The State Department on Saturday slammed as outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who blamed the U.S. and Britain for the delay, and a pair of tweets from Iran's hardline president-elect, or until the president-elect is inaugurated in early August. The deputy also said the U.S. and Britain were holding the prisoner swap hostage to the nuclear deal. In response, the State Department spokesman Ned Price said the U.S. was prepared to continue talks on prisoners while waiting for the resumption of the nuclear negotiating. Rescue workers labored to deal with a damage laid bare by receding water Saturday, as the death toll from disastrous flooding in Western Europe rose above 160, and thoughts turned to the lengthy job of rebuilding communities. This is a death toll in Western Germany's Rhineland state has now gone to 98, above 98, in fact. Another 43 people were confirmed dead in another neighboring area called North Rhine-Westphalia. And then Belgium's National Crisis Center said the country's confirmed death toll there had risen to 27. Days of heavy rain turned normally minor rivers and streets into raging torrents this week and caused the disastrous flooding that swept away cars, engulfed homes, and trapped residents. This is VOA News. An official says that Martine Moise, the wife of Haiti's assassinated president, who was injured in the July 7th attack at their private home, has returned to the Caribbean nation. A government spokesman said that Martine Moise arrived in Haiti on Saturday. This followed her release from a Miami hospital. Earlier this week, she tweeted from that hospital that she could not believe her husband, Jovenel Moise, was gone without saying a last word. She wrote, "This pain will never pass." Her arrival was an unannounced and surprised many in the country of more than 11 million still reeling from the assassination. No details surrounding her arrival were immediately available. Thousands of people marched around France on Saturday to protest President Emmanuel Macron's plans to force vaccination of health workers and require the COVID-19 free certificate to enter places like bars, restaurants, and cinemas. Macron this week announced sweeping measures to fight a rapid surge in new coronavirus infections, which protesters say infringe on the freedom of choice of those who do not want the COVID shot. The measure had already prompted demonstrations earlier in the week, forcing the police to use tear gas to disperse protesters around the area. South Korea's Olympic Committee says that it has removed banners of the Olympic Village's Athletes Village in Tokyo, which referred to a 16th century war between Korea and Japan. Follows an intervention from the International Olympic Committee, which saw them as provocative. In agreeing to take down the banners, the South Koreans said that they received a promise from the IOC that displaying of the Japanese rising sun flag will be banned at stadiums and other Olympic venues. The flag portrays a red sun with 16 rays extending outward. It is resented by many people in South Korea and other parts of Asia who see it as a symbol of Japan's wartime past. And former U.S. President Donald Trump issued three statements in 2 days claiming that voting fraud and irregularities cost him Arizona's electoral votes. Mr. Trump has relied on comments made Thursday by contractors hired by state Senate Republicans to oversee a partisan review of the 2020 vote count, which includes Metro Phoenix. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.